Pièges d'amour, mon pays est Paris.
Time was, Americans loved Paris when it sizzled or it drizzled. More recently, though, American tourism to France has fizzled. After 9/11, Americans cut back on travel. And after Jacques Chirac took on Washington over Iraq, things really took a nosedive. So it has come to this. The French government tourist office has come to seduce us. They have a promotional video which features prominent American Francophiles. That's Josephine Baker singing. George Plimpton reminds us of the wonders of France. And Woody Allen calls on his countrymen to let bygones be bygones.
The United States and France have been great friends, and no one will be petty about this, and we can forget about our differences, and I will not have to refer to my French fried potatoes as freedom fries, and I don't have to freedom kiss my wife, so let's pull together now.
We went this morning to La Chaumière, a Georgetown restaurant where the French were trying to win the hearts of some Washingtonians. Yesterday, it was Bostonians. Tomorrow, the tour heads for Atlanta. Robin Massey, who is based in New York, and Claire Deschenaux, who represents the region of Rhône-Alpes, she works in Lyon, described their seductive strategy to us. Essentially, invite a lot of travel writers to lunch and ply them with food and drink.
We want Americans to fall in love with France again.
Again.
Again and again. It's a lover's spat that we've been living, I think, recently. So we're going around to tell Americans that they are welcome in France this summer.
And now, Claire, today you're representing your region.
Yes. Yeah.
You're counting here on, It's a good theory, you're bringing journalists and you're going to feed them.
Exactly.
Usually that has a very strong effect
on
journalism.
With food and wine.
Yes, with food and wine. And so what are you going to feed them that is typical of Rhône-Alpes, of your region of France?
I think we're starting with the quenelle de brochet.
Quenelle.
Quenelle de brochet, so that's a typical dish from Lyon. It's a kind of fish soufflé.
That's the first
course.
So
that's the first course, yeah.
And will there be something to drink with the first course?
Yeah, I think we're going to drink white wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have as a main course escalope de veau.
Veal.
Yeah, veal, please. And then salad, a frisé salad with lardon, bacon jams, you know, with salad and eggs as well. And then we end with a cervelle de canut cheese. That tastes very good.
Mm. Will these travel and food writers actually be swayed by the blandishments of soufflés and veal or a good Côte du Rhône, not to mention a goodie bag filled with small bottles of Calvados and exfoliating shower oil?
I hope so. I'm sure, yeah.
We had to leave early and settled for an American workaday lunch, but it was not lost on us that there are worse things in life than being targeted for seduction by the French.